3, verse 4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
Good morning. It's good to see all who have gathered out here this morning, and of course, we're always glad to welcome our visitors with us. If you have your Bible still open to Colossians chapter 3, just leave it there for a moment. And I'd like you to think about these verses that Davis has just read for us. Think about them in this way. We have all seen dark clouds begin to roll, right? And a storm comes in. The sky darkens, the rains fall, the winds howl, and if you're outside, you run for cover. Well, what do we know is eventually going to happen? Well, the clouds will lift, the sun comes shining through. Think about that little illustration as an illustration of Colossians 2 and Colossians 3. There are grave warnings in Colossians 2 concerning human philosophies, the dark clouds, the things, the threats to be on guard about which Paul warns the Colossians. But then in Colossians 3, the sun shines and an inspiring picture is given of being risen with Christ and all that means. Think with me then about that topic today as we take a closer look at these verses in Colossians 3. What does it mean to be risen with Christ? First of all, notice this, we have new aim. Verse 1. Paul says, if you are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. There are many people in our world who are seeking all of the things that are below. They are seeking, they are madly pursuing in some instances everything that is here. But Paul says, if you are risen with Christ, you are seeking those things that are above. We might raise the question, what does it mean to be risen with Christ? Well, the same writer tells us. In Romans 6, verses 3 and 4, know ye not, or don't you know, that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized into his death, therefore we are buried. There's the burial, buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life, buried with Christ, and then raised to walk in newness of life. Who is it then who has been risen with Christ? Those who have first been baptized into Christ. Now, is that you this morning? Have you been risen with Christ? You've been risen with Christ. If you first were buried with him in baptism, then raised to walk in newness of life. Okay, if that is you this morning, you have been risen with Christ, you have a new aim. And your new aim is to seek those things which are above. Do you ever wonder how come he says things which are above? Well, we could talk about things below and things of this world, and we could make reference to Bible passages that tell us, for example, not to be conformed to this world, not to love this world, but even more than simply negatively, why are we seeking those things that are above? Well, it's because that's where Christ sits, on the right hand of God. That's what Paul says in verse 1. In plain words, we are seeking things above because that's where Christ is. He is above, seated at the right hand of God. Blessings come from above. Heaven is above. We seek those things which are above because that's where our Savior is at. But then number two, think about this. Being risen with Christ, look again at verse 2. We have a new heart. He says, seek those things that are above. How come? Verse 2, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Not only are we seeking those things that are above, but we are seeking things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God, because that's where our affection is at. And our affection involves our heart, our mind, everything concerning our will. We are seeking things above because we've got affections set above. That's why Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your heart is located, that's what you value. We are seeking things above because that's where our affection is at. And our heart then is changed. Psalm chapter 27, verse 4, the Bible says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. There David said, I've got one ultimate ambition, one ultimate aim, one ultimate desire, and that is to be with God forever. Well, there was David's expression in Psalm 27, verse 4. And I'm asking us, what ultimately, what really matters for us? Isn't that it? Being with God forever? I mean, everything else that you could think about regarding ambition or acquiring pales into insignificance compared to that. That one thing. Hebrews 11, verse 16, the Bible says, they desire a better country and heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. We have a new heart. We have our affection set on things above, and to be with God forever, that's what ultimately matters. We don't want to miss that, no matter what else. Why? Because we are risen with Christ. But then number three, we have a new life. Notice in verse 3, Paul said, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. I want to make two points about that. First of all, believers are dead. Dead to the world. Galatians 6, verse 14, Paul said, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this now. By whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Paul says, the world is dead to me, and I'm dead to the world. You are dead, he says here in Colossians chapter 3, not of this world. You see, formerly we lived in the world and we lived for the world, but we become dead to the world and its charms. The old self is not reformed, but killed. The new self emerges. God forbid that I should glory. The world is dead to me, and I am dead to the world, because the old man has been crucified, and in Christ I am a new creature. Amen and amen to that. I read a story about a lady who loved to attend wild parties. And whatever in your mind you might envision by that expression, wild parties, well, that's what she was striving after. And then she became a Christian. Her desires changed. Her heart changed. Her ambition changed. Her priorities changed. All the rest of it. She no longer had that interest in these wild parties that she had so much loved previously. Well, she gets an invitation to one of these parties that formerly she would have accepted. And here's the way she RSVP'd. She wrote back and she said, I'm sorry, I will not be able to attend your party because I recently died. Now, I don't know what those who got that RSVP thought about that, but I know what she meant. I imagine they would have been startled when they said, hey, we just got a response back here from someone dead. Yeah, I recently died. I know exactly what she meant. Dead to the world indeed. Believers are dead. But watch this, still in verse 3, he says, believers are hid. You are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. What does that mean? Christians are hid with Christ in God. This is our complete and utter dependence upon God. This is our security and satisfaction. Think about all of those Bible verses that talk about God as our refuge. What's a refuge? It's a place you go to hide. It's a security from the storms of life. What is our security? It is the one in whom we are completely dependent. And who is that? Why, it's God. You are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Christians are hid with Christ in God. I have found a blessed hiding place. Indeed, and in Christ, you can find that blessed hiding place too. Do you want somewhere to go when life gets difficult? Do you want someone to whom you could turn and upon whom you can completely depend, who cannot let you down? Do you want to be able to go to one who said, I will never leave you nor forsake you? You know, man may say that to you with the best of intentions. Man may say, I'm going to stick with you through thick and thin. You can count on me. I've got your back. And even with the best of intentions, it may come to pass that circumstances might arise that that individual who promised that you can depend on him may not be able to carry out that promise. Maybe, but maybe not. But how would you like to be able to go to one who says, I am never going to leave you. I am never going to forsake you. You can cast all your care upon me. And not only I will not let you down, because of the nature of our eternal God, the one who can say, I cannot let you down. How would you like to be able to go to that one? Well, as a Christian, you can. That's the point. As a Christian, you can, because if you've been risen with Christ, you are dead to the world and you are hid with Christ in God. Now look at the fourth point from verse 4. Being risen with Christ, we have new hope. Watch what he says in verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. What is our expectation, our desire, our anticipation, what the Bible calls our hope? Why, it is in being with Christ forever. And he's the one that makes that hope possible. He's the one that makes that hope real. Because of all of that, we can say Christ is our life. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Christ, our longing, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and Christ, our Lord. I love that passage in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning in verse 6, when Paul talks about the fact that trouble is coming. And yet he says, to you who are troubled, here's what you have in Christ. To you who are troubled, rest. When the Lord Jesus shall appear with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, you and I are servants of the one who is the Lord. And before him, every knee bows, and unto him, every tongue confesses that indeed Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So, what do we see here? We are dead to sin and to the world. We are risen with Christ, and we seek those things that are above. There is a song in our book written by a brother in Christ back in 1935 by the name of L. O. Sanderson. He was a preacher in the Lord's Church in Texas. And he wrote this song. It's number 590. It's called A New Creature. I don't know if we sing it here or not, but maybe we need to learn it. Written by this dear brother back in the 1930s. The song says, number 590, buried with Christ, my blessed Redeemer. Dead to the old life of folly and sin, Satan may call, the world may entreat me. And then the song says, there is no voice that answers within. Dead to the world, the voices that call me, living anew, obedient, but free. Dead to the joys that once did enthrall me, yet 'tis not I, Christ liveth in me. The last verse of the song says, sin hath no more cruel dominion, walking in newness of life, I am free. Glorious life of Christ my Redeemer, which he so richly shareth with me. Why? Because dead to the world, to voices that call me, living new, obedient, but free, dead to the joys that once did enthrall me, yet 'tis not I, Christ liveth in me. My question then in closing is simply this, are you risen with Christ? If you've not yet been risen with Christ, you need to be buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, you can walk in newness of life. And then, having become risen with Christ, seek those things that are above. Set your affections on things above. You can be dead to the world, hid in God, and looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. There it is. Faith, repentance, confession, buried with him by baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. If you're here this morning, subject to the Lord's invitation, you need to respond to the gospel. Why not today, while we stand and while we sing?